Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Let us consider then his personal compensation. The Apostle Paul uses some very common experiences, like the soldier going to war. He does not go at his own expense. He gets paid for it. Or the farmer who plants his vineyard and reaps the harvest of his vineyard. He expects to have some benefit from the vineyard and from the grape gathering. And then there's the shepherd who cares for his sheep. He expects to profit from the milk, meat, and wool of the flock. It is expected that the flock will return benefit to the shepherd. Paul then reached into the Old Testament and quoted from the book of Deuteronomy, one verse. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the grain. He used this illustration to point out that God is concerned about the animal who treads out the grain. Certainly God would be concerned about the minister who ministers the word of God, you would think. So he went on with it and pointed out that those who minister spiritual truth and spiritual benefit should have some remuneration, some compensation in the carnal things, the fleshly things. So the spiritual, harvest the fleshly. The minister of God has bodily needs and physical needs, just like everyone else does. He also lives a mortal life. So his daily needs of food, clothing, and shelter are just as current as those of anyone else. The apostle recognized that there is a spiritual body and a physical body. So when the man of God ministers to the spiritual body, those who benefit from that ministry should respond and meet the needs of his physical body. We are to nurture both. Again, the Apostle Paul reached into the Old Testament for further instruction. By the Mosaic law, those who ministered at the altar were to receive help from the altar. They were to experience the blessing of receiving. The priest received a part of the animal and grain sacrifices as they were brought. This is clearly outlined in the book of Leviticus. They had no inheritance like the rest of the people of Israel, but they were given certain territories around the villages and around the towns. And then they were blessed and helped by the offerings that the children of Israel brought to the temple. They were sustained by the gifts of the people. This is the illustration the Apostle Paul brings in terms of the man of God in the present situation. The Lord, when he sent out the 70, made a very significant statement that we should understand. The apostle referred to it. Let me read it for you from Luke 10, verses 5 through 9. The words of Jesus as he sent the 70 out to minister. He said, "And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace is there, your peace shall rest upon it. And if not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as they set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you." Did you notice that he said that the people of the city are to feed the ministers, the evangelists? In my evangelistic revival services years ago, I usually stayed in the home of a family of the congregation. Most usually, it was the pastor's family. They provided for my needs while I was among them. Barnes has words for us in his commentary on 1 Corinthians. I quote him, "It might be added that society is benefited in a financial way by the service of a faithful minister to a far greater extent than the amount of compensation which he receives. One drunkard, reformed under his labors, may earn and save to his family and to society as much as a whole salary of the pastor. The promotion of order, peace, sobriety, industry, education, and regularity in business, and honesty in contracting and paying debts, saves much more to the community at large than the cost of the support of the gospel. In regard to this, any man may make the comparison at his leisure between those places where the ministry is established and where temperance and industry and sober habits prevail, and those places where there is no ministry and where gambling, idleness, and dissipation abound. It is always a matter of economy to a people, in the end, to support ministers as they ought to be supported. End of quote. If you wish to build a financial empire, the ministry is the wrong choice. If you long for lasting value, reaching into eternity, then give yourself to God's service. The minister's personal compensation is important, but not the top. Now let us consider, in the third place, his personal compulsion. For the Apostle Paul, it was either do or die. There was a strong inner drive. There was no option left. Paul said the ministry was his calling. Well, as you review what Jesus said to him when he met him on the Damascus Road, when you think about how Jesus laid it on him, you might say, you understand what the Apostle Paul said, do or die. If I do not do, then I might as well die. Results are not the measuring stick anyway. We like to see results, but that is not really the measuring stick. The measuring stick is faithfulness. Do what you're called to do. That is what the Apostle Paul said. That was his inner compulsion. I will do, or I will die. It was a necessity. Please notice the last part of verse 16. Well, let me read the entire verse. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is me, if I preach not the gospel. He felt very clearly that if he did not fulfill his calling, if he did not preach the gospel, then he was under very severe judgment. A willing service is a reward. To be a man of God means to serve regardless of the results. The results are not measured in bank accounts or financial holdings, looked at from that standpoint. The rewards are eternal. The rewards are people who have come to the Lord, people who have reordered their lives, but have become new people in Christ Jesus. That is the reward. The man of God has a lifelong calling. He must fulfill it. I must refer again to Barnes's commentary. Please listen. Men who leave the ministry and voluntarily devote themselves to some other calling when they might preach never had the proper spirit of an ambassador of Christ. If for the sake of ease or gain, if to avoid the cares and anxieties of the life of a pastor, if to make money or to secure money when made, if to cultivate a farm, to teach a school, to write a book, to live on an estate, or to enjoy life, they lay aside the ministry, it is proof that they never had a call to the work. So did not Paul. So did not Paul's master and ours. They loved the work, and they left it not till death, neither for ease, honor, nor wealth. Neither to avoid care, toil, pain, or poverty did they cease in their work until the one could say, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, and the other, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. We see the reason why men are sometimes miserable in other callings. They should have entered the ministry. God called them to it. And they became hopefully pious. But they chose the law, or the practice of medicine, or chose to be farmers, merchants, teachers, professors, or statesmen. And God withers their piety, blights their happiness, follows them with the reproaches of conscience, makes them sad, melancholy, wretched. They do no good, and they have no comfort in life. Oh, for a man of God who is bound in heart and soul to preach the book of God! We need them. We need them all across the country, all around the world. Men of God who have had a personal calling, an intimate walk with Jesus. We need men of God who understand the compensation as eternal souls. We need the men of God who understand the compulsion, the divine urge to fulfill the Lord's calling. My friend, if you are a pastor, preacher, I trust the Lord has spoken to your heart. If you are a member of a church, then pray for your pastor. Encourage him, lift him up, help him to make full proof of his ministry. Let us pray. O Lord God, we thank thee that thou hast called us by thy grace. I'm thankful, Lord, and praise thy name that the ministry has been a joy to me. And I pray as I send forth this message that there will be those out there who will understand to support the man of God who may be ministering in their congregation. Father, help me to be faithful so that I can say with the Apostle Paul that I've finished my course, I've kept the faith. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, you just heard part two of the message, The Vocation of the Man of God. I hope and pray it has blessed your life, especially if you're a leader in the church. Now, if you missed our program last week, then listen carefully. On last week's program, I shared with you the news of Dr. Yoder's homegoing. He passed away on July 18, 2003. At the close of the program, we offered you the opportunity to request a cassette copy of his memorial service. We want to extend that offer to you once more today. So if you missed last week's program, or if you forgot to write and ask for a copy of the memorial service, here's your chance to get a copy. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org. and send your request for a cassette copy of Dr. Yoder's memorial service. Now, my friend, if you have a question or a comment on today's teaching, or if you have a prayer request, write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Here's our mailing address again. It's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. And the mailing address once more, Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember to ask for a cassette copy of Dr. Yoder's memorial service. We'll be happy to see that you get one just as soon as we can get it in the mail to you. So don't wait. Contact us today and request your copy of Dr. Yoder's memorial service on cassette. Now, my friend, most people want to be successful in life, and I'm sure you want that too. So be sure to join us next week as we continue our Bible study from 1 Corinthians with a message titled, How to Win. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.